If you had to have like 3 max takeaways of reflections of this 10 years of Bombay Shaving Company, what would it be?
Predictability should not become the enemy of dreaming big and trying to do different things. I think you should always have 3-4 moonshots in the back pocket. Your company matters to people who own it truly. And ownership can be coached and ownership can be cultivated in people.
This YouTube has dropped its premium rates in India. I'm saying, can you imagine a future where top 100 million richest people in India will not see ads on Instagram and YouTube?
Yeah, do you genuinely feel that people feel love for any creators?
The brand, when they go to agencies like Ogilvy, what happens is that they come with a mindset that creative aisa hona chahiye, is size ka hona chahiye, and they have this 3-month campaign karenge XYZ. They are saying that world is over.
Hi everyone, welcome to episode 50 of the Asymmetric Podcast. Today we have a guest-free conversation loaded for you. We are coming off just yesterday. We celebrated the 10th birthday and the foundation day of Bombay Shaving Company. So I was, full of gratitude and emotion. And my two hosts today, Chirag and Revanth, have played very foundational roles at Bombay Shaving Company. Revanth, of course, was our board member, investor, friend. Introduced us to Chirag, who was our chief revenue officer for 3 years before he went on to found CoQuick. So they've played a huge role as mentors, friends, and part of BSE, and it was amazing. A huge party with 200, 250 people and investors, partners, alums coming in and giving love. And we kind of had a nostalgia, event of nostalgia as well as direction for the future. So discussing some of the reflections from building companies that survive 10 years. People are congratulating me for surviving 10 years as if they were not expecting me to, but it's good to know they're happy one way or the other. But more reflection on a decade of building and a century to look forward to. Chirag and Revanth have been huge supporters. We missed Revanth yesterday, but I think his spirit was very much there. And of course, we did have a discussion today on the deep impact of the creator economy, what that means for brand marketers, building brands, and just, one of our thesis at BSE is to build India's most loved brand, and how today's media distribution and the creator system is actually changing all the rules of that game. So a power-packed episode. Hope you guys enjoy. Please put in comments. Send us feedback on how we can do better and stuff that we could improve on.
I wrote a post just now, since this got a little delayed. Yeah, main to kisi company startup ki at least 10th foundation day pe gaya hi nahi. So I have either company I have not been like part of, or startups haven't made, or they got sold. So it was quite electrifying, yeah, to see ek founder ka vision 10 saal pehle ko start hua. I presented, some of the things we did when we were there, right from our Sacred Games kit to Beard Growth Oil to all the mistakes which we have done to bad asses of Bombay Shaving Company. So kafi nostalgic, plus 200 odd people in the room who are now feeling that okay, we are built something. There is what he was showing, they've at least till date they've had 3.5 crore customers.
Wow.
It was quite electric. It was quite exciting to see it looked like that Bombay Shaving Company is going through this little bit of J curve phenomena. And general enthusiasm and people, jo old timers bhi the na, I could see that they're feeling ki ab hum nikal denge. I was telling them ki tumne, they've taken a 10-quarter target of doubling. I was telling them, I think you will surprise yourself on revenue. I think you'll do it earlier.
I don't know for some reason Rebel hasn't done a 10-year party at all. I think they should have.
Aur abhi to 15 saal ho jane. I think ye sab to Shantanu is super brilliant and I think he called a lot of Alan's.
Yeah.
You just need it. It just promotes more word of mouth, more believability, na?
Yeah, yeah. नहीं हमारा 5 साल वाला हुआ था.
सही है ना?
इस साल हमारा मई में 5 year वाला हुआ था. We didn't do alums, but वो अलग feeling तो आई थी. We had called parents of people who were there from day one, families of people who were there from day one. तो उसी में लोग इतने भावुक हो गए थे यार, because बहुत लोग तो day one से हैं. तो फर्क तो पड़ता है यार कि मतलब मेरे को पहली बार ऐसे
करेक्ट
नहीं. और वही बातें हो रही थी यार कि मतलब हमने यहाँ शुरू किया था, तब ये कर रहे थे. मतलब यू नेवर एक्चुअली टेक पॉज एंड रिफ्लेक्ट कि यार कहाँ थे और कहाँ आ गए करके. वो दैट इज द मोस्ट
या वी डोंट नीड टू डू इट लाइक वेरी फ्रीक्वेंटली, बट वंस इन लाइक 4-5 years तो इज अ गुड लाइक गुड पॉइंट.
एवरी 5 years इज गुड
यार, वेयर यू कम. या It's quite good.
Actually, you're right. You'd never think of even surviving for 10 years. First of all, survival, ho jaye 10 saal, wahi bahut badi baat ho jati hai.
करेक्ट, क्योंकि इफ यू सर्वाइव, आई थिंक देयर इज इनफ डेटा नाउ, इफ यू सर्वाइव 10 years देन एटलीस्ट कंपनी तो बन जाएगी. अब कितनी बड़ी बनेगी नहीं बनेगी, दैट्स अ डिफरेंट केस,
या
बट एटलीस्ट समथिंग विल बी देयर.
या नो नो, आई एग्री. I think this is.
I was so happy to see his parents there. I was speaking to his dad. He was saying that, you know, थोड़ी खुशी तब होती है जब तुम सक्सेसफुल होते हो, ज्यादा खुशी तब होती है जब बेटा भी सक्सेसफुल हो जाए, बच्चे सक्सेसफुल हो जाए, और फिर उससे ज्यादा खुशी तब होती है जब और लोगों की जिंदगी बदल दी जाए. वेलकम शांतनु, वी वर डिस्कसिंग, एटलीस्ट आई वॉज डिस्क्राइबिंग टू हिम माई फीलिंग यस्टरडे. आई वॉज तो नींद ही नहीं आई यार मुझे, मतलब सो एक्साइटेड. अरे मतलब उस रूम में एनर्जी इतनी थी यार कि यू नो आई कुड सी इट ऑन पीपल्स फेस कि यस वी हैव अराइव्ड, वी विल पेलो इट फ्रॉम हियर, वी हैव सर्वाइव्ड ऑल द थिंग्स, बट इट वाज क्वाइट गुड.
हां यार, नहीं थैंक यू सिटी फॉर मेकिंग इट. रेवंत, वी मिस्ड यू अ लॉट. यस्टरडे वाज अमेजिंग यार. सॉरी, फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल अपोलॉजीज टू यू बोथ एंड द व्यूअर्स फॉर जॉइनिंग इन लेट. आई थिंक द टू थ्री थिंग्स दैट स्टेड विद मी यस्टरडे वाज, आई थिंक द नंबर ऑफ पीपल हु हैव जो जुड़ जाते हैं ना यार जर्नी के साथ, एंड देन द मेक द जर्नी योर लाइक देयर ओन. इट्स नॉट, इट डजंट रिमेन अ फाउंडर्स कंपनी वेरी लॉन्ग, इट बिकम्स अ कंपनी ऑफ द पीपल एंड एवरीवन शेप्स इट इन देयर ओन ब्यूटीफुल वे. एस्पेशली एंड यू नो व्हेन, एस्पेशली व्हेन आई वाज सीइंग वरुण एंड दीपक एंड एवरीवन प्रेजेंट, एंड यू नो दे वर प्रेजेंटिंग लाइक लीडर्स एंड ओनर्स ऑफ द कंपनी, एंड एवरीवन सॉ दैट, एंड आई थिंक दैट्स ब्रिलियंट टू सी. They weren't presenting to me or to shareholders, or they were presenting to the team. That was amazing. कि हम ये करेंगे साथ पे.
Yeah, yeah.
It was nothing to do with, you know, it had nothing to do with we are accountable or answerable to these people. No, it was we are accountable to ourselves. वो मेरे को सबसे सही लगा कल कि people have made the company their own. उनकी company होगी है. So when I wrote thank you messages yesterday, I like to Deepak for example, I was like, you know, great to be a part of your journey. But it was lovely. Chirag, even your session was great. Bahut sahi. Like just the combination of, I think, the balance of nostalgia plus history plus future. I think culturally, bahut, like, yeah, I felt very good.
No, during a journey, you figure out different cogs of the wheel at different point of time. At least now, looking at it from outsider, na, I can tell that there is good team. There is enough traction. In particular categories, even more so. There is fuel in the tank. Sab kuch dikh raha hai, toh mujhe lag raha hai, that is why I to passionately gave that they gave that message ki boss, ab accelerator se pair nahi uthana hai.
Haan.
Ab matlab aag lagati nahi.
I love that slide around. 0.1% DTC companies reach the scale and 10x and not 10%. Wo sahi message tha ekdam. Limitless sochna. Chirag was just amazing. I had to make a presentation and it was very good. Really appreciate it.
Bro.
उससे पढ़ रही पड़ गई है ऐसे कैसे कर सकता है करके तू कि ठीक है अभी आगे बढ़ते हैं. सुबह सुबह डांट पड़ गई. बट आई वॉन्टेड टू लुकिंग एट द फोटोज आई रियलाइज दैट अ लॉट ऑफ दीज फोक्स हैव बीन विद यू सिंस डे वन, राइट? 10 years बैक ऑल्सो मैंडी वॉज देयर, सम पीपल ऑब्वियसली स्टार्टेड देयर, देन दे मूव्ड ऑन. चिराग वॉज पार्ट ऑफ द जर्नी फॉर सम टाइम, देन मूव्ड ऑन. तेरे लिए आई मीन ऑफकोर्स देर आर बीन 4 or 5 पीपल हु हैव बीन अ क्लियर कॉन्स्टेंट सिंस डे वन, बट आई वॉन्टेड टू आस्क यू, राइट? बिकॉज आई मिस्ड द सेलिब्रेशन यस्टरडे, बट लुकिंग एट द फोटोज मेरे को यार थोड़ा सुबह फिर मैं सोच रहा था कि इफ यू हैड टू हैव लाइक 3 max takeaways of reflections of this 10 years of Bombay Shaving Company. Like, kya rahega tere liye?
Yaar, one is ki yaar, I was 27, 28 when I started. So, you know, life has happened in 10 years. Like, 10 years is a long time. It's like, it's possibly 12 to 15% of your life, right? And probably 40% of your professional life. So, it's a large window. So, number one is, I think, one big reflection is ki at any given point in time, हम सोच ही नहीं सकते थे. कितना भी हम विजनरी बोल लो, सिटी ऑफ बिंदर, लाइक अपन कितना सोचते थे हम ये करेंगे वो करेंगे पेल देंगे ये वो, बट टू ट्रूली इमेजिन व्हाट इट फील्स लाइक टुडे वुड नॉट हैव बीन पॉसिबल एट एनी पॉइंट इन टाइम, मे बी टिल 22, 23, फर्स्ट 5-6 years तो बिल्कुल भी नहीं, राइट? सो विच गिव्स मी अ हम्बलिंग फीलिंग कि टुडे आई कैन नॉट इमेजिन व्हाट आर 15th और 20th ईयर विल लुक लाइक. इवन इफ आई वॉन्ट टू बी अ वेरी यू नो आई वॉन्ट टू बिल्ड अ प्रेडिक्टेबल बिजनेस एंड यू नो ऑल ऑफ दैट इज ऑल फाइन, मे बी some amount of clarity is there, but it is very hard to sit here and predict kya hoga. So the ability to continue to take risks and continue to dream big should never go away. And that's one big reflection I have. Predictability should not become the enemy of dreaming big and trying to do different things.
Can I summarize this as, I think you've figured that you would want to continuously manage your energy and be in a high energy state, irrespective of what situation you are in. Because ambition flows from a little bit of purpose and energy, right? Purpose, but you can't deflate your energy basis bad situation or yahan yaar predictable compound nahi ho raha to relax karte hai karke.
Correct. Okay. And also like apne jo amni se baat ki thi na ki yaar predictability hona chahiye business mein, wo sab theek hai, but I think you should always have 3-4 moonshots in the back pocket. Wo hone chahiye, hamesha hone chahiye. Because I think from your definition, I think energy comes from kuch bada karte hai. At any point in time, I think Mukesh Ambani bhi wahi soch raha tha, kuch bada karte hai. Wo bhi soch raha hoga na, at his scale also, he'll be thinking something big. So I think predictability cannot be the enemy of that. That's one. I think the second one is, I think your company matters to people who own it truly. Like, मेरे को लगता था कि यू नो लाइक आई डोंट नो व्हाई आई जस्ट ऑलवेज यूज्ड टू फील लाइक आउटकम्स ऑफ बॉम्बे शेविंग कंपनी मैटर टू मी मोर देन दे मैटर टू अदर्स. फॉर अदर्स इट माइट बी ट्रांजैक्शनल, फॉर अदर्स इट माइट बी एन इन्वेस्टमेंट, फॉर समवन इट माइट बी अ स्टेपिंग स्टोन इन अ करियर स्टैंडपॉइंट. बट मोर ऑफ्टन देन नॉट, इवन इफ टेन्योर माइट बी लेसर शॉर्टर और यू नो व्हाटएवर, बट द अटैचमेंट पीपल हैव एंड हाउ मच दे मेक द कंपनी देयर ओन इज एक्चुअली मच हायर देन आई थॉट. And ownership can be coached and ownership can be cultivated in people also. It's not something that is an intrinsic for people, a person. Like, it's your responsibility to make someone else have an ownership mindset. You can't just hire for it, I think. Yeh mereko bhi bahut lagta hai. Like yesterday, like there are conversations I had yesterday with people I would never ordinarily have had. Right? But, you know, to see how much they think about BSC and how much it's a part of their identity. A lot of people have like Bombay Shaving Company's logo as their WhatsApp DP. Or, you know, stuff like that. So, tab pata chalta hai ki yaar, you know, it doesn't matter how senior or junior or how long you've spent, ownership mindset can be cultivated. So, that's the second takeaway. Reflection. Third reflection, I think, is ki yaar, chote yaar bahut, like, it's still very small. Like, Chirag said, well, it's still day one. If you can look back at history, you can predict the future. Thoda bahut bolte hai. So, that way I have strong belief that the future is still long, much longer than the history.
Well said, Shantanu. And I think I also had a little bit of reflective moments because you asked me to create a deck. So, main to jab dots connect kar raha tha na, to, or at least when I was writing, to mujhe laga yaar ki, it comes down to only keep trying. Yaar. Matlab, don't run out of fuel and keep trying. Ki we tried so many things. And then some things have worked, some things have worked for some time and haven't like worked forever. I'm sure it has. It is the same with people also, same with our experiments also. Aur ek aur cheez mujhe bahut hi sahi lagi. You know, I had shown that emails, etc. yesterday. Then I think truly practices pay it forward or believe in karma.
Yeah.
I think it comes back like in the same life only.
Yeah.
You saw my emails na. I showed him, I had written an email saying COD RTO analysis kar do. I'm tang ho gaya usse.
Aram ko na.
And we are doing that analysis and imagine, you know, I'm sure it would have been back of my mind when we were thinking about Go Quick. And then here we are. So, sab kuch ekdam, matlab history mein to dots correct ho jate. Right from Revan's email to my email, all things like, us moment pe khade ho to aise lagta hai, kya chal raha hai, yaar, kya kar rahe hai, we are wasting our time, kuch samajh nahi aa raha hai, all of that stuff. And then, when you start to look at it from a 5-10 year window, then it feels like real compounding. Like truly. Compounding of our knowledge also. Knowledge, learning, all of that is, you've come a long way.
And lifelong relationships, yaar. Lifelong relationships.
Wo to hai hai. Wo to hai hai. Bastards of BSC.
I think, like, having seen you for 10 years, Shantanu, I think maybe it's hard for you to see it and personally reflect. But I see you much more resilient than before. I think because you're an emotional person, na. You are purpose driven, but तेरे में resilience थोड़ा कम था पहले. अब मेरे को बहुत ज़्यादा दिख रहा है वो. And I think it's an outcome of the 10 years that you spent doing this. And because you are doing okay today, I'm not being judgmental because you said छोटे लग रहे हैं as your reflection. I'm saying you're doing okay, right? And you want to grow even bigger from here. I think it's part to play with the fact that you've increased your resilience and you've seen 10 years and you're saying ki yaar ye sab haath pair maar ke yahan to pahunch gaye karke ab yahan se 10x karna hai to josh to hai, right? Team mein josh hai. You are very happy to see ownership being cultivated, like all the things that you mentioned. But I think uska ek necessary input is your resilience, and you will underestimate. I think you were always purpose driven, but wo purpose ke, and therefore energy was always there, right? But the resilience angle was important in bad periods where you would be the guy who would be like, nahi yaar, apan karenge karke types. And that also rubs off on energy for people as well as building resilience and long-term thinking in your team as well. So mujhe lag raha hai wo grow hua hai tere mein, wo kaise hua hai pata nahi, but wo hua hai mere ko lagta hai.
Yeah. I also feel it comes na, like earlier na, like frankly when you derive strength from people, like I remember like yesterday Chirag spoke about the Colgate acquisition not going through, and I derived strength from Chirag and Deepak at that time, who said ki yaar chodo yaar kya karte hai abhi maza aayega. Deepak bolta abhi abhi khichte hai company ko, let's figure out ki abhi how do we preserve cash, 2 mahine ka runway, how do we extend it to 6 months, get more cash, etc, etc. We did all that. And as the company has grown and people have become more successful inside the company, you derive confidence from them also. Like, you know, Nitesh, for example, who will say, let's make sure that cash, runway is infinite. Break-even nahi hai, toh bhi runway infinite hona chahiye. Before they're profitable, he was trying to do all of this jugglery, idhar se kuch low, udhar se kuch low, isko wapis ko. Like all of that treasury, classic treasury management Nitesh was doing. So he took a runway from 8-9 months to like 17-18 months with the same amount without raising any new capital. So, उधर से फिर स्ट्रेंथ आता है, फिर डीसी बोलेंगे कि यार एसडी यार 50 करोड़ हिट करना है यार, अभी करेंगे इन 3 महीने में, 1 महीना तो हिट करेंगे. एंड सडनली यू स्टार्ट लाइक यू आई दिस फॉर मी आई डिराइव अ लॉट ऑफ स्ट्रेंथ फ्रॉम पीपल अराउंड हु स्टार्ट बिलीविंग आल्सो एट डिफरेंट डिफरेंट स्टेजेस इन द इनिशियल डेज ऑफ कोर्स डिफरेंटली बट नाउ आल्सो लाइक आई डिड एंड देन इट्स माय जॉब टू आर्टिकुलेट इट एंड देन काइंड ऑफ मेक इट अ मोर सिस्टमैटिक थीम फॉर द कंप्लीट कंपनी बट आई पर्सनली डिराइव अ लॉट ऑफ स्ट्रेंथ फ्रॉम पीपल हु ओन द बिजनेस एंड हैव कॉन्फिडेंस and find answers to tough problems.
So I think wo Colgate wala to in my view was a boy to man moment tha wo for Bombay Shaving Company. It was clearly one of those moments. Aur ye nahi ho jata Shantanu, I think when you have these near death moments in while building a startup, then I think the and when you recover from it, I think the strength, the power, the resilience it gives you is of a very different level ki ab isse aapka kya hi hoga.
Agree. Wo stem cell regeneration wala strength hota hai wo. It's not muscle building, it's stem cell regeneration. It's a different kind of strength. Why you should hold your breath 5-6 times a day for at least 20-30 seconds. Creates very different cardiovascular endurance compared to anything else.
Hey, I think in company building, I think we should create, I don't know if we can create, but I think we should create some of these artificial moments. If naturally they don't come in our lives, we should create because I think it gives a very different push to the company.
Yeah.
The real character of the company comes out. You start to see that in people, yaar. Ki us time pe jo log saath mein rehte hain, solve karte hain. I think they...
Yaar, jahan aap baat kar rahe the, when Varun was giving the presentation, I was seeing big eyes, yaar. People are like... You know, I was standing in the back track. I had a very different view. You could see gas stand, you know. You could see that the energy was like... You could... Like, energy was passing from the person to 200 people. And hopefully they carry it forward. Full of gratitude. Like, for very hard to put a finger on the emotion, but gratitude is... comes closest. Like, truly grateful.
Before you joined, we were just talking about this, Shantanu, that like while we reflect on how to build a better business and how to be a better CEO, I think these moments every 5 years also lead to reflections of a different nature for everybody, not just for the founder, CEO and management team, but for everybody, I think, involved, including new joinees for that matter. So
yeah,
important to celebrate some of these milestones. Not from any perfect ye ki bahut bade ban gaye ya, just actually survival point of view. Because before you joined, Chirag was saying ki yaar koi startup kabhi involved hai nahi jo 10 saal tik gaya ho karke. So that itself is such a big
mere liye to pehla tha, mera to opening line hi wahi tha ki bhai main to matlab I am full of gratitude, privileged to be doing this. Maine aaj tak koi at least either the companies who have done well have been bought, acquired, or I am not involved with them.
5 year hai na go quick 5 year anniversary.
GoQuick 5 year is November only. This November only.
देखो
2025.
अभी फिर ये करेगा तेरी तरह last minute invite भेजेगा.
नहीं मैं सोच रहा हूँ हमने तो कुछ planning नहीं है ऐसा. Shantanu, tell me, you did this first time at the end of 10 years, right?
Yes.
Or have you done this before?
नहीं यार end of 5 years क्या ही थे 2020 COVID चल रहा था एक तो.
नहीं नहीं पर अच्छा वैसे reflect करके बताओ कि let's say if you now after doing the 10th one, do you think you should be doing it more frequently? You should have done it at the end of 5 years.
We were not in a position to have a foundation day at the end of 5 years. You are, you probably are. You have done enough in 5 years to have a very meaningful reflection and looking forward thing where there is a lot of confidence in the company. At 5 year point, we did not have much confidence in the company. we are not reached anywhere.
मैं वही surprised हूँ यार कि तू नहीं कर रहे हैं. So we did in May.
नहीं मतलब I'm not saying नहीं कर रहा. I'm saying कि at least I have not had that conversation. Maybe you know Chetna she likes to do it.
Secret में कुछ कर रही है करके वो तुम्हें पता नहीं.
कुछ कर रही
होगी. बस आ जाना. पहुंच जाना.
She has set up time today evening. Maybe that's one of the topics she wants to bring up.
तेरा LinkedIn post देख लिया ना उसने कि उसको पता है कि भाई ये तो सवाल आने वाला है अब कि भाई हम 5 साल वाला क्यों नहीं कर रहे हैं.
नहीं करो करो सिटी करो आप. Like if Chetna's watching, I think it's a no-brainer. Please do it whether city likes it or not. One more reflection for me I think is that there are moments when you suddenly feel ki you will always have people who work hard, who are proud about their work, who are proud about their career, about their teams, making people successful, increasing the value of their shareholding, etc., etc., etc. You will see a lot of these high quality professionals. But I think there comes a point when these people become, I will have a conversation with someone and the conversation will give me an insight or give me a feeling that what will happen to the company matters as much, if not more, to them than it does to me. मेरे को बहुत बार ऐसा लगता है कुछ कुछ लोगों के साथ बात करते वक्त कि इतने पैशन से वो इट्स नॉट अबाउट दे वांट टू प्रूव देमसेल्व्स राइट और दे ट्राइंग टू इंप्रेस मी बिकॉज आई एम देयर बॉस और व्हाट इज नॉट दैट. इट ट्रूली शोज कि यार बॉम्बे शेविंग कंपनी के साथ क्या होता है ये मेरे लिए बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट है कि मेक इन इंडिया करना है फैक्ट्री लगानी है. या फिर आई रिमेंबर वंस हैविंग अ चैट विद दीपक. दीपक बोले यार सुपरमैक्स खरीद लेते हैं. मैंने भाई 700 करोड़ कंपनी अपनी 200 करोड़ की है तो कैसी बात कर. नहीं यार एसडी अपने को अगर करना है ना तो अपने को मैन्युफैक्चरिंग लगाना पड़ेगा. खरीदे देखते तो हैं पैसे कहाँ से उठ जाते हैं. लेट्स सी अगर लोन वोन ले लेते हैं उनका कुछ मॉर्गेज पे लगा देंगे उनके कैपेक्स को एटसेट्रा. एंड आई कुड सी इन दैट मोमेंट दैट ही वाज वेरी सीरियस बिकॉज इट मैटर टू हिम. एंड आई सेड व्हाट अबाउट यू. लाइक छोड़ो यार लाइक वी विल फिगर आउट अ वे टू पे बैक. कर लेंगे कुछ ना कुछ कर लेंगे.
यू थिंक बिगर यार शांतनु. इफ सी आई डोंट नो इफ यू ट्रैक EA स्पोर्ट्स $55 billion लेवरेज बाय आउट. Like, हाँ. तो क्या आप 700 करोड़ 1000 करोड़ का इतना टेंशन ले रहे हैं यार. You go, you already have some Middle East money, no? Get more Saudi money and then खरीदे सुपरमैक्स को बोल मैं मैन्युफैक्चर. बड़ा सोच रहे
हैं. Company तो बंद हो गई वो. So thankfully we did not go through with that. But again, you're right. It does teach you that if other people can think big about your business,
then why can't you think?
Then you are falling short.
Yeah. तेरा तो number one काम है यार think big. तेरा you have to enable or at least you enable the big thinkers, ना? Arrange for capital.
हाँ.
Arrange for a situation where somebody is ready to help you acquire, merge, whatever it is, and become even bigger. Yeah, क्या फर्क पड़ रहा
है? Yeah, agreed.
वो तो हो जाएगा यार शांतनु. I wanted to present yesterday slide नहीं बनी कि you had only taught me कि story follows data, not the other way round. मेरे को उसका कोई pick नहीं मिला, but you both have only taught me कि भाई पहले story आती है, फिर data आता है. पहले founder imagine करता है कि यार ये होने वाला दुनिया में, मुझे लगता है ये सही है. फिर उसके बाद रिसोर्सेज डेटा विल अलाइन, वो CO2 नेटवर्क इफेक्ट, ये सब एवरी स्टार इन द वर्ल्ड विल अलाइन.
नेवर लेट डेटा, नेवर लेट फैक्ट्स गेट इन द वे ऑफ अ गुड स्टोरी.
वो दूसरे साइड वाला भी है आर्गुमेंट, तो ऐसे वो वन लाइनर तो वो भी है कि डोंट लेट क्या डेटा गेट इनटू एन ओपिनियन फाइट.
हां
ये दोनों साइड के बनाए हुए हैं. डिपेंडिंग ऑन कौन सी स्लाइड दिखानी है ना, उसका टाइटल पहले तैयार है.
बहुत ही इंटरेस्टिंग, वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग थॉट दैट वन पर्सन टोल्ड मी यस्टरडे ओनली, वन ऑफ आवर अर्ली बैकर्स अमित गुप्ता, ही इज नाउ अ सीनियर पार्टनर पिकिंसी. बिकॉज़ बोलते हैं कि इंडिया इज लाइक द वर्ल्ड इज नाउ बिकम अ इज नाउ मूविंग बैक टू एन ओरल सोसाइटी. वी वर अ रिटन सोसाइटी फॉर मेनी इयर्स, फॉर लास्ट 3-4 thousand इयर्स, एवर सिंस वी वर न्यू हाउ टू राइट ऑन पेपिरस एंड सो ऑन, वी हैव रिटन थिंग्स. एंड नाउ यू नो टू द एक्सटेंडेड वी हैव नाउ द वर्ल्ड रन ऑन द इंटरनेट. इंटरनेट इज बेसिकली अ प्लेस वेयर यू क्रॉल लॉट ऑफ रिटन कॉन्टेंट. Right, and written form is the only way in which you can actually make structured long arguments. But the world has effectively stopped reading. I don't know whether you guys feel this, but no one reads anymore. So it is a good chance that we are just consuming content which is visual and kind of oral. It is very likely that the world will go back to being an oral society, which it was 5,000 years back, with the technology that exists today, especially with AI and so on. So the ability to actually like frame long arguments and data and stories may be a thing of the past in let's say the next 50 years.
Yeah. I was meeting someone today. Imagine how many print issues of Forbes are printed in India. Every day have a fortnightly issue. Yes.
Ek do lakh honge yaar.
Less than 10,000 number.
क्या बात कर
बहुत ही कम है तो यार.
बहुत ही कम. एंड ही सेड मतलब ऑफकोर्स दिस इज डिक्लाइंड अ लॉट.
या
यार इमेजिन ना मतलब इवन इफ लेट्स से वन ऑफ अस गेट कवर्ड बट मैगजीन तो बहुत कम लोग खरीदते हैं. आई थिंक एवरीवन इज लुकिंग एट डिजिटल कंटेंट.
या
सो ही वाज आल्सो
आर्टिकल को पढ़ा है
नरेटिंग द सेम थिंग की स्टोरी टेलिंग इज डाइंग एंड द फॉर्मेट आल्सो ऑफ कोर्स हैज चेंज्ड. 2 सेकंड में आप कितना स्टोरी कर लोगे या इन अ 30 सेकंड रील. सो रिटर्न फॉर्म इज डाइंग. वो इट इट बिकम अ लिटिल बिट ऑफ रिवर्स चिकन एंड एग की स्टोरी टेलिंग डाइंग और या स्टोरी टेलर्स कम होते जा रहे हैं.
I would nuance it, Chirag, and I would actually agree with what Amit was telling Shantanu. I think storytelling is not dying. It's just taking a different form. What happened is we relied on ki novel achhi banani hai. 3 ghante ki picture achhi banani hai. Toh storytellers wo skill develop karne lage ki yaar bahut hi badhiya suspense rakho, dheere dheere sab karo, maza aana chahiye, padhne maza aana chahiye. Today's storytelling is saying ki bhai 30 second mein enjoyment chahiye.
Anyway, what I meant was written form wala storytelling.
Written form, you know, I agree. I actually
of course,
think...
You know, I saw that Netflix Badass of Bollywood. It was a full-time pass story. Ki no takeaway. When you are like screwed in life, just aram se dekh lo, 3 ghante nikal jate. So, I think some people know have mastered this little bit of romantic time pass.
I think I actually had a corollary thought. And I don't know if you guys saw the... rollout of Sora 2 or the fact that Meta also has rolled out a new app. I was seeing the two launches, both by Sora 2 as well as the, I think, Vibes karke app nikala hai, Meta ne. And going back to the how D2C brand scaled up, largely was Facebook ads and then now Instagram ads. Aur ab creator-led hote ja raha hai because there's so much AI short video content ki there is a lot of push to creators as such. But I don't know if you guys realize this, but that shift is very palpable. Ki itna content glut ho raha hai, ki one of the things I'm seeing is that unless you have a creator-led story, a creator who I trust, it's getting harder and harder to build comfort and trust around brand or your proposition. Because itna content aa gaya hai, कि लाइक इफ यू गो बैक टू व्हाट हैपेंड 2-3 इयर्स बैक जो अभी भी ट्रेंड चल रहा है कि फाउंडर लेड ब्रांड मतलब फाउंडर को खुद आके बेचना पड़ता है. लाइक शांतनु यू आर द प्राइम एग्जांपल ऑफ दिस राइट कि बॉम्बे शेविंग कंपनी का देयर इज अ वेरी स्ट्रांग रेजोनेंस अराउंड यू बीइंग द फाउंडर एंड यू सेइंग कि यार मुझे ये करना है वेदर इट्स रेजर प्लेन और एक्सेट्रा. वी हैव सीन वेदर इट्स होल ट्रूथ विद शशांक और सुपर यू विद यू नो रणबीर. लाइक डिफरेंट यू नीड अ फेस हु पीपल ट्रस्ट एंड यू कीप सीइंग अगेन एंड अगेन और वही एड है या वही तुम्हारा सेलिंग पॉइंट है. क्योंकि तुम अगर 100 लोग को लगाओगे तो वही 100 लोग दूसरे चीज भी बात कर रहे हैं. दिस जस्ट टू मच ग्लट ऑफ कंटेंट अराउंड. सो इफ यू कीप प्लेइंग दिस आउट आई लाइक द पॉइंट यू सेड चिराग कि द नंबर ऑफ ऑथेंटिक स्टोरी टेलर्स विल कीप रिड्यूसिंग बट द नंबर ऑफ ऑथेंटिक स्टोरी टेलर्स आई ट्रस्ट विल बी इवन अ नैरोअर ऑडियंस. सो इट्स गोना बी वेरी हार्ड टू सॉर्ट ऑफ ब्रेक द क्लटर इन द फ्यूचर. इवन इफ यू आर अ गुड स्टोरी टेलर तुम्हारा ऑडियंस बहुत ही नैरो रहते जाएगा बाय डिजाइन. लाइक आई डोंट नो व्हाट दिस मींस बट बिजनेसेस विल आइडली स्टार्ट स्ट्रगलिंग मोर एंड मोर. प्लेटफॉर्म्स देयरफॉर विल कीप विनिंग बिकॉज लाइक अ Zomato और अ Blinkit और अ Amazon बाय डिजाइन डोंट नीड टू रिलाई ऑन दिस. बट सिंगल प्रोपोजिशंस विल कंटिन्यू टू स्ट्रगल यार बिकॉज जैसे ऑडियंस बढ़ रहा है ना इंस्टाग्राम 750 मिलियन होगा बट तुम्हारा फनल नैरो और नैरो होते जा रहा है बिकॉज देयर इज टू मच ग्लट. मतलब मुझे तो लगता है कि विद दीज एक सप्लाई शॉक हो जाएगा राइट. अभी लाइक अगर Sora 2 सब यूज करने लग जाएंगे और UGC अपने आप AI से बन जाएगा तो कंटेंट ग्लट इतना होगा कि ऑथेंटिसिटी विल हैव अ मैसिव प्रीमियम लाइक द ह्यूमन वॉइस. एंड बिकॉज बाय डिजाइन इफ यू आर नॉट अ प्लेटफॉर्म यू विल नीड टू कंटिन्यूअसली डू दिस ऑथेंटिसिटी टू गेट ट्रैफिक अदरवाइज यू आर एट द मर्सी ऑफ द प्लेटफॉर्म. तो आई मीन मे बी टू मेनी थिंग्स इन वन स्टेटमेंट बट आई सी जस्ट मैसिव रिपरकशंस ऑन एवरीथिंग फ्रॉम valuation metrics for D2C brands to potential scale limitation of D2C brands to potential economics getting worse for brand. Like it's just concerning for me ki yaar agar tumhara jo GTM tha which was digital only and I know we discussed ki why should brands go offline but I keep wondering ki we can always pivot. Like a brand in 2015 to 2020 had to focus on doing Facebook marketing well. 2020 to 2025 had to focus on Instagram marketing doing well. Now it's about creator marketing doing well. कल कुछ और अच्छा मसल बनाना पड़ेगा. बट एवरी सच मसल डेवलपमेंट हैज इट्स कॉस्ट एंड देयरफॉर इकोनॉमिक्स बाय डिजाइन विल नेवर रियली गेट टू दैट. सबका जो ख्वाब है कि 20% एबिटा बने आकर, मतलब मुझे तो लग नहीं रहा है वो होते हुए कभी भी.
मतलब फॉर श्योर आई थिंक व्हाट यू आर सेइंग इट लीड्स टू न्यूअर मॉडल्स फॉर आई थिंक एग्जिस्टिंग ब्रांड्स एनीवेज टेक टाइम न्यूअर वंस एटलीस्ट व्हाट वी हैव सीन दे इवॉल्व टू दीज न्यूअर जीटीएम्स मच मच फास्टर. आई थिंक व्हाट यू आर सेइंग आल्सो ये तो है ही है. आई थिंक ऑथेंटिसिटी स्लैश यू विल स्टार्ट टू सी अ लॉट ऑफ एटलीस्ट वीडियोज विल हैव सम एआई मार्क सेइंग दैट दिस इज एआई जनरेटेड एआई इंस्पायर्ड इंस्टेड ऑफ बीइंग लाइक फुली शॉट बाय अ ह्यूमन. वो सब डिटेक्शन लोग करने लग जाएंगे. दैट फॉर श्योर इज गोइंग टू हैपन. लाइक यू हैव सीन सम ऑफ द वीडियोस डन बाय इनवीडियो ब्रो इट्स एब्सोल्युटली क्रेजी. यू लुक एट द क्वालिटी ऑफ दैट वीडियो. इट्स अ इंडियन स्टार्टअप. आई थिंक इट्स यू कांट मेक इट. सो पीपल आर डेवलपिंग दीज एल्गोरिथम्स दैट यू आर एबल टू मेक दैट दिस इज एन एआई जनरेटेड वीडियो. आई थिंक आई हैव सीन इट इन गूगल ऑन द राइट बॉटम देयर इज एन एआई. आई थिंक व्हाट इट ऑल्सो मीन्स इज दैट द नीड फॉर एबी टेस्टिंग across the sphere is going to increase. And what Shantanu keeps meaning hai Shantanu ke reel chalenge kyunki wo to khud hi shoot karta hai. There is he keeps clarifying to people but what such hai ki we have seen it live in front of us na wo 5 minute mein aise kahin bhi chalu kar deta. Authenticity to wins.
Yeah,
I think no, ek aur isse related angle hai which Meta is pushing, you know why creators. I was speaking to someone at Meta and he was explaining to me ki yaar brands ko na at least the brand when they go to agencies like Ogilvy what happens is that they come with a mindset that creative aisa hona chahiye is size ka hona chahiye and they have this 3-month campaign karenge xyz they are saying that world is over and we are done trying teaching brands. Creator ko aata hai they know ki platform pe kya chalta hai how to hook the audience in 2 seconds which Ogilvy will never get. We have tried enough globally we have tried enough so we want creators ko hi aage push karenge hum hi push karenge. They have just launched creator marketplace. So the push is secular globally.
100%. 100%. यार इसमें मेरे को ये भी लगता है कि सेम कर रहा है. होगा. I think also any free market forces ना unfortunately or fortunately are very inequitable in nature. So Pareto's become very extreme. So Facebook like Meta ही बता रहा है 4 billion reels are posted a day boss. 4 billion reels are posted a day. और 4 billion pieces of content are posted a day. It's crazy.
Total DAO ही उनका total DAO उनका 2 billion है. मैं तो नहीं डालता तो लोग मतलब 4-4 भी डाल रहे दिन में
15-15. I don't know whether this includes brands का performance marketing and so on but even then 4 billion pieces of content for the consumer to view in a day is crazy. It's crazy. आप ये सोचो रेवंत कि अगर आदमी 1 घंटा Instagram पे है तो ऑन एवरेज दैट पर्सन हैज सीन 70-80 पीसेस ऑफ
कंटेंट. या आई वाज कमिंग टू दैट ओनली कि कितना कंटेंट चाहिए होगा.
हां तो सप्लाई तो होना चाहिए ना उतना. क्योंकि इंस्टाग्राम नेवर फील्स रिपीटेटिव बाय द वे. आई डोंट नो इफ यू हैव नोटिस दिस. यू विल नेवर सी द सेम थिंग ट्वाइस. यू विल सी द सेम फॉलोअर क्रिएटर एंड ब्रांड एंड सो ऑन. यू विल नेवर सी द सेम. तो कितना होगा यार उस पे. तो अगर हर इंसान रोज 80 रील्स देख रहा है रोज और मे बी 150 पीसेस ऑफ कंटेंट देख रहा है इंस्टाग्राम पे तो बना तो कोई रहा होगा ना.
I see this on Instagram nowadays where someone tells me मैंने ये रील पोस्ट किया सेम रील में सिर्फ फर्स्ट टाइटल चेंज किया या कैप्शन चेंज किया इसमें 10,000 व्यू आए इसमें 3 million व्यू आए. लाइक वो कंटिन्यूअसली लोग करते जा रहे हैं अभी और एंड इट्स अ कांस्टेंट बैटल राइट. देन मेटा सेज ये को समझ में आएगा गेम क्या है अब मैं एल्गो चेंज कर दूंगा फिर वो कुछ करेंगे. मतलब ये जो बैटल है इसमें इट्स ऑलमोस्ट लाइक वी आर फॉलोइंग प्रे टू दिस बैटल एंड आई कीप हियरिंग राइट टुडे लॉट ऑफ ब्रांड्स आर स्केलिंग एंड एवरीबल जगह यार हमें समझ में आएगा अब क्या चाहिए अब मेटा को यही चाहिए अब हम ये करेंगे. बट मेटा को यही चाहिए कि या यूट्यूब को यही चाहिए कि तुम बस मतलब इट्स ऑलमोस्ट लाइक तुम वो नचा रहे हो और तुम नाच रहे हो कि अच्छा अब ऐसे नाचना है तो धंधा आएगा अब ऐसे नाचना है तो धंधा आएगा विच इज ग्रेट फॉर टुडे. बट समटाइम्स आई थिंक दैट इफ यू थिंक अबाउट दिस फॉर 3-5 years व्हाट इज अ सस्टेनेबल मोट यू कैन बिल्ड वेर यू आर नॉट इन दिस कॉन्स्टेंट ट्रेडमिल. आई नो दिस इज वेयर अ D2C ब्रांड हैज क्रिएटेड एन इम्पैक्ट एंड सेड मैं 500 crore बन गया और बाकी लोग और 1,000 crore भी बन जाऊंगा मैं. बट ट्रूली सस्टेनेबल प्रेडिक्टेबल लॉन्ग टर्म ब्रांड के लिए तो तुमको ये एक मसल चाहिए होगा जो विच इज नॉट गोइंग टू यू कैन चेंज द एक्सरसाइज एवरी 6 months. मैं सोच रहा हूँ कि यार इज दिस द फ्यूचर कि यही करते रहना पड़ेगा करके.
आई थिंक अभी थोड़ा हम लोगों को विजिबल है बट डोंट यू थिंक इन एन ऑफलाइन वर्ल्ड ऑल्सो लेट्स से you were mercy to the strategy of Reliance. Hmm. Reliance बोल रहा है मुझे gross margin बढ़ाना है इसलिए मैं तो इस category में private label करूँ.
No, so, right? Sorry.
इधर थोड़ा game different है.
Correct. I'm not saying so. Retailer and media buying spot is different. You the analogy better analogy would be कि यार IPL करना है तो ये rate है करके या cricket करना है तो यही rate है. वरना या colors पे आपको KPI whatever KBC जिस पे भी आता है अभी वो करना है तो यही rate है. बाकी टाइम आपको फिर 11 बजे का स्लॉट मिलेगा. सो आई एम सेइंग मीडिया बाइंग यूज्ड टू हैव सम इट वुड स्टिल बी प्रिडिक्टेबल. यू कुड नो दैट समर में बच्चों का वेकेशन होगा तो बच्चों के ब्रांड को अगर कुछ करना है तो सुबह के स्लॉट्स में नए कार्टून्स आएंगे. ये यू कुड प्लान फॉर इट. आई थिंक व्हाट इज हैपनिंग इज इट्स ऑलमोस्ट लाइक यू टू बिल्ड अ रिएक्टिव मसल.
नहीं, प्लानिंग साइकिल कम हो गई है. यू हैव टू बी बाय फोर्स एजाइल. इफ यू आर नॉट एजाइल, इफ यू आर नॉट थिंकिंग लाइक एवरी वीक और सो, तो बस निकल जाती है. राइट, बिकॉज थिंग्स अंडरलाइंग ओनली चेंज सो मच. आप आज नहीं हो कल, यू नो देयर इज सम न्यू ट्रेंड व्हिच हैज हैपेंड.
या
एंड व्हिच आल्सो मींस नॉट ओनली फॉर लेट्स से पीपल हु आर डूइंग एड्स एटसेट्रा. आई थिंक इट गोज डाउन टू प्रोडक्ट मेकिंग आल्सो, कंज्यूमर प्रोडक्ट मेकिंग. दैट हाउ डज इट फ्लो इनटू योर सप्लाई चेन. आर यू वी हैव सीन सो मेनी ट्रेंड्स चेंज ना.
Yeah. Yeah, I also feel like a lot of brands, and I don't know whether I spoke to you guys about it, but I was talking to on somewhere about it, that people should never, and this is something that comes from Chirag, your point of view, right? Technology can change, trends can change, but consumer remains the same. This whole feeling that we should get onto the latest bandwagon and make ads around it and then pat ourselves on the back when our ads go viral, and when our ads go viral, we will build a loved brand which has got a lot of salience. I think is the worst mistake brand marketers are doing. Like by getting comedians, I don't know if you saw the latest RJ Mahavash Samay Rena reel. It's gone quite viral and so on and so forth. I don't really think the brand has gotten anything out of it. But I'm sure the brand team is fully celebrating. Ki kya badhiya ho yaar, 25 million view aa gaye. Ye ho, to usme kya hua hai? Samay Rena and two others karke aaya hua uspe. Wo two others mein ek wo brand hai. अब उसपे लोगों ने मजे तो ले लिए. देख समय रहना बीइंग हिमसेल्फ ही इज काइंड ऑफ फुली यू नो काइंड ऑफ टेकन हर केस. वो युजवेंद्र चहल और धनश्री वर्मा ने कुछ तो किसी बिग बॉस में बोला होगा कि ही चीटेड ऑन मी विद इन 2 मंथ्स. उसको लेके समय रहना इज बेसिकली रोस्टेड एट आरजे महावाश हूज एलिजिबली डेटिंग युजवेंद्र चहल. सो दिस इज द होल गॉसिपी स्टोरी. इज ऑब्वियसली एंटरटेनिंग एंड एंगेजिंग. सो सबने देखा होगा उसको. व्यूज तो बढ़िया है, सुंदर सी लड़की है, समय रहना है तो रियल विल डू वेल. ब्रांड इज टोटली लॉस्ट इन माई व्यू.
But Shantanu, and I think you both are experts in this. I think ye thoda intriguing question hai from a brand point of view. Ki sirf views le aao, is that what brand is about?
Chance
isn't it about
hai,
what
dude.
You showed yesterday? Ki in the presentation, ki yaar, let's say Bombay Shaving Company wants to stand for hair removal. Right? And mera unaided top of mind recall kitna hai iska.
Correct.
And then let's say, am I present at all places or I'm talking about in a brand campaign or in an association? Around that topic, in some way.
Yeah.
अब अगर उसका कुछ उससे लेना देना ही नहीं है, then isn't it just plain views and money down the drain?
Yes, but that's.
How do you guys think about it? I think you guys both are building like really good brands.
मेरे को तो वही लगता है. A lot of the branding metric should not change. Whatever the medium to get to consumers, top of mind consideration, you know, NPS. These are should not repeat rates. Should not go to.
इसका टॉप ऑफ माइंड खींचना है एंड हेंस यू नो माई कैंपेन एटलीस्ट मस्ट बी हिटिंग द हैमर ऑन दिस पॉइंट.
भाई लॉन्ग टर्म थिंकिंग कौन कर रहा है ब्रांड के लिए? वही
वो तो टॉपिक ही ऐसा है यार.
नहीं बट आप सिटी आप ये सोचो, इंस्टेंट ग्रेटिफिकेशन इज नॉट जस्ट अ व्यूअर इशू, इट इज अ ब्रांड मैनेजर इशू, इट इज एन इन्वेस्टर इशू. एवरीवन इज नाउ गेटिंग इंपेशेंट इन लाइफ इन जनरल, इवन इन योर पर्सनल लाइफ विद रिलेशनशिप्स. इवन एनी मैरिनेशन एज अ ह्यूमन ट्रेट हैज गॉन आउट द विंडो. इवन इन लार्ज कंपनीज नाउ दो साल के अंदर द गाइज चेंजिंग रोल्स बिकॉज ही वॉन्ट्स द नेक्स्ट थिंग्स. बोर हो गया अभी ये सेम चीज 3 साल कौन करेगा, तो उसको कुछ और दे देते फिर. तो नो, इट्स लाइक व्हाट यू से विद आईएएस ऑफिसर्स और विद पॉलिटिकल पार्टीज इन इंडिया, 3-4-5 years आर नॉट इनफ टू सी एनीथिंग रियली. तो तुम अगर उसी में ट्रांसफर हो रहा है तो देन हाउ विल हैव अ लॉन्ग टर्म व्यू टू दीज थिंग्स. तो उस ब्रांड मैनेजर का व्यू होगा कि ठीक है मेरे को व्यूज लेके आने, 4-5 लोग उसके बॉस को व्हाट्सएप पे उसके बॉस को फॉरवर्ड मिलता है ना कि यार तुम्हारे ब्रांड का क्या सही है यार, तो बॉस भी खुश, उसका वो ब्रांड मैनेजर भी कुछ, फाउंडर भी कुछ, एवरीवन हैप्पी. बट एक्चुअल मेट्रिक मूवमेंट वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू सी. मतलब उस पे तो डबल क्लिक करो ना यार कि मतलब क्या हो रहा है उसमें.
सो फेयर पॉइंट कि एक्चुअली फॉर मी व्हाट स्टेज बैक इज यू नो Adi had mentioned this, and that was very eye-opening for me, कि तुम्हें लग रहा है कि तुम्हारे ब्रांड का अवेयरनेस या कंसिडरेशन ठीक हो रहा है, बट इट टेक्स 7 years फॉर दैट टू पीक. 7 years ऑफ कंसिस्टेंट मैसेज हैमरिंग एंड इंक्रीजिंग योर बजट्स एंड इंक्रीजिंग योर पेनिट्रेशन ऑन अवेयरनेस एंड ऑन कंसिडरेशन, राइट? एंड इफ यू डोंट हैव समवन थिंकिंग विथ दैट 7 year व्यू, लेट्स से हाइपोथेटिकली, देन यू विल एंड अप डूइंग some things which are short term in nature.
Really liked it the way at least Nikhil put it yesterday, I think in a different revenue terms. He said 100 crore ka koi bhi brand revenue kar leta hai because there are many fleeting customers who will buy once. Jab aap 300 crore karte ho na, to it starts to prove repeatability, good product, NPS, all of that stuff. And then you suddenly realize 300 se 600 ki journey aaram se ho jati hai. But 100 crore doesn't mean anything. Because janta hi itni hai, log ek bari karke use kar rahe hain, 2 saal tak karte rahenge, samajh nahi aayega aapko.
We are very like agar main hota, for example, like if you want to use, like I agree with Revan, like founder faces or face based brands build trust, fir you're basically replacing consistent communication through media of a face, which is fine. Wahi banda aake tumko har hafte bata raha hai ki kya hai, kaisa hai, etc. Sarad
based, but aaj hai Shantanu, like this started 2021 onwards. Uske pehle trust and authenticity ke liye there was another. So, मैं बोल रहा हूँ चेंज होता रहेगा हर 3-4 साल. माई लिमिटेड पॉइंट इज दिस विल कीप चेंजिंग एवरी 3-4 years. एंड आई गिव यू अ इवन मोर टफर प्रॉब्लम नाउ, कि इफ यू वांट टू बिल्ड अ हाउस ऑफ ब्रांड्स, राइट, इज इट द सेम गाय गोइंग एंड सेइंग एवरीथिंग, और डू यू बिल्ड इट नाउ अराउंड मल्टीपल फाउंडर्स ऑफ ईच ब्रांड? बिकॉज इफ दिस हैज टू स्केल, हाउ डू यू बिल्ड अ हाउस ऑफ ब्रांड्स? थिंक अबाउट
इट. या
इफ यू वांट टू बिल्ड समथिंग लाइक यूनिलीवर एट स्केल, व्हिच इज लाइक 50 ब्रांड्स, राइट, हाइपोथेटिकली पॉसिबल है ना, होनासा ने अगर 8 बना दिए तो 15 बना सकते हैं, राइट? क्वेश्चन इज व्हाट इज द स्केल मॉडल. तो मैं तो ये सोचता हूँ कि यार इफ यू टेक अ 5 year व्यू, व्हाट इज योर स्केल मॉडल फॉर ईच ब्रांड, व्हाट इज योर वेट लिमिटिंग फैक्टर फॉर ईच ब्रांड टू गेट टू 1,000 crores, एंड हाउ डू यू बिल्ड 10 brands, फॉरगेट 20, बिकॉज द ऑथेंटिसिटी एंड ट्रस्ट फैक्टर कीप्स चेंजिंग. सो व्हाट वर्क्ड फॉर यू इन द फर्स्ट 1 or 2 brands may not work for you in the next. Second,
absolutely,
what has worked for you in the 100 to 300 crore also, Chirag, na, wo, yes, NPS repeat high hai, but your GTM itself will keep evolving because your media buying strategy has to keep evolving. So I know the answer will boil down to staying agile, but boss, this is very hard to do at scale. Agility at sub 500 crore is okay. Agility at 1,000, 2,000 crore is like a massive problem to solve. Toh main toh,
also the other,
so bade business banenge kaise abhi? Like how will truly or 50,000 crore Unilever get made now in this day and age? Wo question soch do.
That's a good point.
Like, sochte hain bada sochna chahiye karke. To sochte hain bada, but kaise banega ye?
Hey, also the other issue is,
world is abundant with capital. I think now capital will be used more than only company building skills. Ek company banayenge, usse cash flow generate hoga, free cash flow, and then go out in the market, raise more, leverage buyout karo, aur companies khareedo.
Yeah. No, other issue is also, I feel ki, true marketing, true outstanding storytelling, marketing and brand love was built by consistent telling of the same story for decades. So all the brands that we love or etc., same story being told over and over again with a lot of consistency. But today it goes completely antithetical to any success of any content. It's all about dopamine. It's about content buckets. It's about hook steps. So it is changing so quickly that I'm not sure, like, do you tell me one thing? Do you genuinely feel that people feel love for any creators? I have a strong sense that it's not love. It is voyeuristic affection at best. I don't think there is love.
Which is okay, Shantanu. Which is okay. Main ye nahi bol raha hu ki yaar,
pehle samjha de ye difference. I think you have used some good English
complex words.
कि मैं कुछ मैं चाहता हूँ, मैं I'm voyeuristic, मतलब I want to see what's happening in their life, क्या कर रहे हैं, कौन है, इनका घर कैसे दिखता है, ये खाने में क्या खा रहे हैं, ये इनकी गाड़ी कौन सी है, इनके ड्राइवर का नाम क्या है. आई वॉन्ट टू नो दीज थिंग्स, बट डू आई फील टू लव फॉर दैट पर्सन द वे वी फेल्ट फॉर अमिताभ बच्चन एंड शाहरुख खान एंड सचिन तेंदुलकर एंड डेरी मिल्क एंड नाइकी, लाइक ओवर अ पीरियड ऑफ टाइम, बिकॉज वी ट्रूली एसोसिएट आवरसेल्व्स विद एवरीथिंग दैट दीज पीपल और दीज ब्रांड्स स्टूड फॉर. वी देयर आर रीजंस व्हाई पीपल स्टैंड आउटसाइड मन्नत एंड स्टिल लाइक देयर आर हंड्रेड्स ऑफ पीपल आउटसाइड whatever Amitabh Bachchan's house or outside Sachin's house, or when you see a Nike product launch or when Apple launches a phone, there are people, thousands of lines of people, nothing to do with the product feature, etc. Loan leke unko 1.5 lakh ka phone khareed dega. True love hai wo. वो नहीं होता मेरे हिसाब से इन इन अ वर्ल्ड ऑफ इंस्टेंट ग्रेटिफिकेशन एंड डोपामिन हिट्स एंड हुक स्टेप्स एंड परफॉर्मेंस. इट्स हार्ड टू डू
दैट. लॉन्जेविटी कैन सॉल्व फॉर इट. नो लाइक फॉर एग्जांपल इफ आई टेक तन्मय,
आई थिंक लॉन्जेविटी इज इन कंप्लीट एंटीथीसिस टू द वर्ल्ड ऑफ कंटेंट टुडे. इट डज नॉट रिवॉर्ड लॉन्जेविटी. तन्मय दिस इज तन्मय 10.0 बॉस और तन्मय 12.0 है ये जो भी चल रहा है. ही नो, ही इज वेरी अवेयर दैट ही विल हैव टू बिकम तन्मय 15.0.
But that's exactly goes back to the point that Chirag had. Now, basically, he's saying that I'm not changing. I am the same guy, but I will present a version of myself to the world, which conforms to how the YouTube algo will. No, actually, that's unfair, yeah. He's the same guy, yeah. He's like maybe he's toned down a little, right? I'm talking about Tanmay Bhatt, the comedian, right? Like,
yeah.
But people can't accuse him of not being authentic. He's still the same guy he was 10 years back. It's just that the language maybe he uses is a little different.
I think he's one of the very, very, you're right. I think Tanmay is a, again, Tanmay is a very different example. I think Tanmay has been able to weave the world of content while retaining authenticity. One of the very few people who've actually been able to do that. And to be able to monetize it and sell. I don't know. I think he sells by giving his services to other people. I don't think if he starts selling products.
How he makes money is a different matter. But to your point, I was just saying that I think creators who are authentic for a long enough time, doing the same thing, okay, not doing the same thing, conveying themselves in the manner that they always have, where people are like, yeah, we know this guy and we like him for what he has to say, consistently being authentic, I think is love over a time. Whereas creators who are now solving for the algorithm, trying to give to an algorithm or being someone who they are not authentically, because algo ko abhi chahiye ki yaar koi aake news breakdown kare, right? To main wo ban jaunga kyunki wo gap dikha mere ko, right? Like beech mein jab entrepreneurship podcasts were a gap, people got it, but now if you try to entrepreneurship podcast nahi banega, so now people try to do something else, right? So you are trying to create a followership by looking at a gap. It's almost like hum bolte the entrepreneurship mein the purest form of entrepreneurship is what you are passionate about. Doesn't matter usme paisa milega ki nahi, sexy hai ki nahi karke. Whereas what has started happening is entrepreneurship has become ki acha yahan gap hai, yahan VCs ko paisa dalna to ye kar lete. Then your true purpose and resilience will not come. I think there are creators who have been following their passion and are being authentic. Maybe there are more examples like Tanmay who will by design have much higher trust with whatever they do compared to other people.
Yeah. I think authenticity in the world of content is a very tough thing.
By the way, Sachin's brand is also... Have you seen this, by the way, just on this topic?
10X, you know?
Every creator / celeb is now launching their own brands.
Yeah.
Like, we saw Hyphen with Kriti Sanon. We saw K-Beauty has done well. We've discussed, right? HRX is a 1,000 crore brand. Wrong tried, but has not done that well. But I hope 10XU does well, but I'm just saying ki if you see the world seems to be going more and more that way. Pehle bhi bante the celeb brands, but I think ab to mereko lagta hai wo bahut hi clear trust factor itna zyada aa gaya hai ki now every creator will end up saying ki yaar, I know there was a podcast you did Shantanu where there was a debate about content / creator led brands, and I think Tanmay was on the other side saying nahi bilkul nahi karna chahiye, bahut mehnat hai. He's right. I mean, it's a very tough thing to build a brand. I don't remember. Shashank was there. You were there.
Revant, I think you are talking about creator-led brand, not celebrity-led brands.
Both. Matlab, creator, celeb, trust or authenticity. जहाँ है वहाँ, वहाँ पे मैं बोल रहा हूँ power वहाँ आ रही है ज़्यादा. क्योंकि ads जितने हो गए ना, तो समझ ही नहीं आ रहा लोगों को.
तो मैं बोल रहा हूँ और creator वाला इसलिए at least I want to differentiate between the two. I think celebs have stood out for something. There are many creators. Some of them have stood out for certain things. But I think I remember Raj Shamani started something on this. Wherein he said that he's going to launch, I remember, yaar, usne koi perfume bhi launch kara tha with one of the singers.
Raj Shamani ki company hai, yaar. Raj Shamani ki to company hai, House of X, which is built on this thesis that I will build, take creators and build companies around. Ravi, now he's doing something in cookware.
My view, you need a magic combination of a fabulous operator and a capital raiser, and the creator, like for example, what is this underneath? Jo Kusha Kapila, she's the creator. Then there is a fab operator there, and I think Ghazal's the business builder, come mentor, come capital raiser. Let's say, like, wo jo combination hai na, wo banna chahiye.
Beast Life mein bhi to same hai.
Even 10x, you Sachin is the creator, pata nahi kya, but face is Sachin. Sequoia is funding this, and there are, they have gotten 2-3 like very senior guys from Swiggy.
Kartik, the ex Instamart CBO, he's the CEO there. Like, he's the guy building it out with another senior Instamart executive. Peak 15 is the capital provider, and Sachin is the face. So I think what your combination is powerful hona chahiye and has to gel well together for like 4-5 years. Wo, I think magic dhoondna is the key.
More difficult lagta hai mereko yaar. So this way, no, I don't think. I think the moment there is some, these companies will go through tough times. Valley jab hoti hai na, valley and tough times, resilience jo bol rahe the RB aap, usme one of these legs break and they are all critical legs. Ya to capital provider mein confidence kam ho jata hai. Ever creator are instant gratification folks. Yaar, unka aada mental health issues to Instagram ke comments padhenge hone lagta hai unko. So nahi, genuinely, it's a very real issue. Like, I don't want to make fun of it, but it's true.
ये तो वो वाली बात है शांतनु, लोग बोलते थे 30 डे पे डोपामाइन इफेक्ट होता है वो सैलरी, ये तो कोकीन है, मतलब दे लिव ऑन लाइक दिस, तो अभी वो कैसे करेंगे यार, मतलब वो थोड़ा चीज ही अलग है. इट्स लाइक ट्रेडर वर्सेस, इफ यू आस्क ट्रेडर टू बिल्ड अ ब्रांड तो थोड़ा टफ तो होता ही है ना, मतलब यू आर यूज्ड टू लाइक मार्किंग अप एंड देन मेकिंग मनी वर्सेस इन्वेस्टिंग बैक टुवर्ड्स टुमारो, इज अ डिफरेंट माइंडसेट ओनली.
इट्स लाइक एक्सपेक्टिंग 3 स्विमर्स टू बी इन स्विम लेन्स विदाउट द लेन्स बीइंग डिफाइंड and different wave functions and to be at the same place every time. So, hoga hi nahi yaar, kaise hoga yaar?
Mere ko to nahi pata, I don't think on this.
I don't think this works. I don't, like, call me cynical, but I have a feeling that creators should play the role of distributing brand messaging. Brand managers have the role of creating the brand messaging and making sure it's consistent. And I think people should stay in their lanes on this for their own maximization.
Like, I think mujhe lag raha hai ki worth solving a problem. I agree with you that it's not, it theoretically sounds very hard, but I think, see, our job is to keep imagining what does the future look like in 5 years and then 10 years and then start solving for it today. So, matlab mujhe to ye bahut bada question mark aa raha hai ki if, I don't know, by the way, if you guys saw this, YouTube has dropped its premium rates in India. YouTube premium is being sold cheaper than ever before.
So
if I take that as a sign, then they also want to go wean away from the ads format and monetize subscribers. By the way, there's a lot of subscription revenue happening on YouTube and Instagram now for followers and subscribers paying every month for exclusive content. Ye bhi ho raha hai dono mein. So, like, I don't know if you guys have seen the Seekho 100 million or every content, jo hum bol rahe hain dark patterns wala, but yaar, clearly YouTube or Insta ko dikh raha hai ki boss, India mein bahut paisa hai. Ads chhod ke bhi bahut paisa ban sakta hai. Through subscription revenue, small ticket. But if that happens and suddenly you have 50 million of the most premium people in India subscribing on YouTube saying, I don't want to see ads, how do you reach out to them? Creators. There is no other way. Main bol raha, can you imagine a future where top 100 million richest people in India will not see ads on Instagram and YouTube? And that's a very scary thought. Huh? Boss, D2C brand ka dhanda band ho jayega. Agar tum figure out nahi karoge ki inko reach out kaise karna hai without advertising.
Actually, wo to क्रिएटर आएगा ना फिर सीमलेसली ऐसे शांतनु करेगा और बाल आ जाएंगे.
हेलो गाइस, सी यू नेक्स्ट वीक.
बाय बाय,
सी यू, बाय, सी यू.